Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The right way. Shake up. with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
major laser.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who from the world? Oh, ow!
Bring the beat in.
James, the people have definitely been calling about or asking about your invite list. Do you want to elaborate on the invite list a little bit for the people?
Okay, so the invite list. The invite list is really, it was it was something from Facebook or whatever like that. Just those particular names that was mentioned or whatever like that are on that Masters of Vogue Facebook page. So for a sport of fun, because I understood the concept of their room, you know what I'm saying, where they still had the passion of wanting to walk, but, you know, because of things in the ballroom that they don't agree with, they decide not to. So for them, because we like to see them perform, you know, come out and perform and have a good time and stuff like that. You know, I got a lot of hit-ups about that, too, and stuff like that. It's not a legendary category, and it's not a category that everybody can walk. It's just for those particular people. So the names that are on the list are just the ones who are considered amongst themselves, not saying that they were doing it widespread, just amongst themselves with Masters of Vogue and stuff like that, and to see them come out and Vogue, and it's legendary, you know, and people that aren't legendary, you know, so it's not a legendary category. So that was, you know, and I understand where a lot of people might feel like, you know, slighted, or why I'm not on here, or why, you know, this name and that name is not on there. It's not, again, it's not really a ballroom category. You know what I'm saying? It's just for them. I don't want anybody to feel offended or nothing like that, because I'm not singling nobody. Well, I am singling a group out, but just so they can come and walk the ball. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's nothing slighted, and it's not like shade or nothing like that. It just was for them. You know, I didn't know it was going to cause so much controversy, and I apologize.
Oh, child, James Page, y'all got a caller, honey. Hold on. 646-553, you're live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, caller. It's gone.
But it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Good.
Okay, back to you.
Okay. As far as with the ball, with the concepts and everything and the categories, it's no category calls for production. We're not trying to do productions because that will prolong the ball, and we want to finish all the categories. So just let your effect speak for itself and come through, you know what I'm saying, and battle. That's all you want. So a lot of people ask me about productions. We don't want any productions. We just want you to come through, your effect. It's basically was the runway and the grand prize. No effects, no theme music, no intros. Just you and your partner come through. And for the runway, just bring it on down in the military style effect. It's up to your own interpretation for the military style effect. But if a judge feels as though that they don't see military in your look, we're going to do our best not to try to overturn a judge, because, you know, a lot of stuff can happen or cause that, or shade and different stuff like that. And it's our ball. We might have house and walking as well. So we're going to try not to be overturning stuff. But, of course, we know what shade is. We know how it looks. We know what it goes through. And we know a lot of different individuals. So we can pretty much pinpoint that. But military style effect is just that. Everybody know the basis of the military looks, so you add your own individuality to it and your own creativity and bust down the runway with it.
Yeah. No, you come out, you do your thing, and you have fun. You know, that's the point about it all. You know, we wish we could do productions and stuff. It's just like, you know, productions are kind of long, you know, and we want to make sure to every category, and we want to make sure everybody get a chance to walk and have fun, you know. No, really come through, just come through.
Right.
If y'all are confused about the place, okay, because it's around the corner from the one train, and it's on the side. And it's next to a precinct, because a lot of people don't know where the Manhattanville Center is.
Yes, it's right next to the precinct, so y'all girls can be safe. Y'all girls are going to definitely be safe, honey. But don't get too flamboyant, honey. And don't be asking the trainers and dicking in the projects, Miss
Bay.
I want y'all queens to get that. They run up in your mouth. Y'all know they just shot the queen. They just shot the cunt. And the projects across the street. So y'all queens come and y'all be respectful to the trade. I don't want no problems. And I don't want to have to call my brothers for the projects to come out.
Because, you know, it's not a rough neighborhood. Again, it's not enough rough neighborhood. But if you don't bother nobody, nobody bothers you. Sometimes, a lot of times, you know, us as gay people and stuff like that, some people like to test those kind of waters. With a lot that's going on in New York City now, you know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of murders and shootings in New York City lately, a whole lot. You know, we don't want you to be in that situation, and we don't want you to cause that situation. So just come to the ball, come inside, have fun, go outside, smoke your cigarettes, smoke whatever you do, come back inside, you know what I'm saying? So we can keep a watch of everything that's going on, because it's still, you know, because the young lady, God bless her soul, had got killed, you know, it's still kind of, you know, shaky around there. So, you know, just come through, you know, like you go to any other ball and stuff, but come right in. You know, they don't care if you're gay and stuff like that, and you got on your costumes and you done, they pay you dust, you know? And you start to be disrespectful.
Hey, y'all got a couple of callers. Father caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Kiki. I was just saying I'm very excited about the bar, and I will be in the building.
Thank you.
Kiki, the girls was looking for you last night.
My phone went dead. I was having phone problems. Why was going on?
Oh, Miss Janice came on the line. The girls that you called out came on the line. They was ready for you last night, and they couldn't find you no more.
Oh, well, I'm here tonight. I mean, I know it's not the shade night tonight, but I am here tonight.
Okay, well, if they call in, we are trying to get back to you, so you just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. 301-646. You're live on the air.
Yeah. I wanted to know about the Bush Clan realness with a Twitch category. I get sense for the realness, but the part where it says no change to into feminine attire or shoes, are you talking about dance shoes or...
Right, all of that. No ballerina slippers.
No socks. They taking it back like back in the days. When you come out and whatever you come out to get your tins in for realness is what you vogue in. Y'all ain't going to be looking like no fem queens that night.
Okay.
And if you do get shot for realness, I definitely remember faces. If you get shot for realness, go ahead and go back to your table and have a seat.
Because you won't be changing anyway, so
we will remember you this time.
Well, damn. Well, then I guess it was only going to be about 5 or 6 of them walking. Amen to that. Hallelujah. Shake the dice. Thank you, Cora.
All
right.
We've got another caller, private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kiki.
Oh, you want to speak to Kiki? Hold on.
No.
Kiki, are you there, Kiki?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, so Kiki, you're from
Kiki,
the West Coast, right? So, Kiki, you're from the West Coast, right? I'm not originally from the West Coast, but I live in San Diego, baby. Why? What's going on?
Okay, you live in San Diego. Okay, so when's the awards ball?
The awards ball, I believe, is sometime next month.
Next month when?
I don't know, honey. I just started walking balls, baby. I don't know.
Right,
I can find
out. But you know what the Mishkas are in Chicago, right?
I sure do, because I stayed in Chicago for a few months.
But you don't know when the awards ball is. Okay, thank you.
Like I said, I just started walking, and you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, baby.
Okay, so mute.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on, Kiki and the other private caller, hold on, because tonight it's about Rodney and James Ball. But hold on, because y'all know, y'all all came out, and y'all know who is on the line now. Welcome to the show. This London is on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. I don't remember this being the Kiki show. tonight is supposed to be about James and Rodney's ball, and I want to hear them talk about it because I'm a little interested. So, Kiki, you have a good night. And have fun playing with Strawberry.
We're good. But there's nothing wrong with that. They're going to help us liven up the show a little bit in between categories. We can get a couple of Kiki questions, a couple of London questions and stuff like that, liven up the show a little bit.
That will be lovely.
As long as you stay on, it'll be lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a category, well, a couple of categories that were omitted from the flyer, not on purpose, but try to entertain Nicole as far as not using the word female figure. When I was doing the flyer and doing the categories, I just left it as Butch Queen and Drag's performance. But women's performance, Butch Queen and Drag's performance, and Femme Queen performance are all the same thing. You bring it the same way, voguing in a heel or a boot, voguing like a lady. That's what the category is. All three separate trophies, no battling each other. You battle, the battle within your category. You don't battle dragons, not going to battle the Femme Queens not going to battle the women.
Right. Everybody has their own category.
That's where their mouth is, and, then we'll make it hot that way. Because some women say they're ready.
Oh, I know that's right. So it's going to be a night of fun, honey. I cannot wait.
Nice, that's a great performance. Which means Jack's performance. Women's performance.
And also, Old Way versus New Way is just open to all legendary New Way. It's not just Butch Queens. It's legendary New Way versus legendary Old Way.
I just didn't hear you say European performance.
Yeah. We're going to try to sneak that in, London, if we have time. I promise you.
Wait. Go back, Rodney. You said Old Way versus New Way is what? It's open to all, right? It's open to all.
Yeah, because it was Butch Queen on the fly, but it was just meant to be legendary.
No, because you had said legendary, so I was saying it wasn't just a legendary category.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Butch Queen. So it's Old Way open to all. New Way versus Old Way.
Right.
Performance.
And I've been asked about three additional categories, and I told the individuals, based on the people that work those categories, if they are in the building, and when James and myself get on the mic once we talk about it, and we invite those people to come to the floor to battle, if they're all going to come and they're going to battle and make the ball hot, then we'll have the categories. So those would be like the surprise categories of the night. And that's three categories. I'm not going to say what it is because I actually want it to be a surprise category.
So are judges able to walk?
No, ma'am.
Oh, so does that mean there ain't going to be a lot of legends on the panel? Because a lot of them walking with these understudies.
Well, we already have our panel.
Just the winners ones, but we do have some that we already have the judges in place. So they know where they are accordingly, so they know they won't be out there for that category.
They're the ones that are walking and not judging.
Okay.
And well, go ahead, Rodney, first. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, for the grand prize, I keep saying, it is two people, one legend or icon and one non-legend. One female figure and one male figure. So however it goes, going to be two people on the floor. One is going to be a legend or icon. The other person is not, whether it's the male or the female. And you guys must realize that it's just more than Butch Queen legends. There are trans men. There are butches. Then you got drag, the Butch Queen drags. Then you have the Femme Queens. So it's more than just Butch Queens and Femme Queens.
Right. You have a wide span of people. But I understand. It might be a shortage as far as people feel like somebody already has a partner and stuff like that. And, unfortunately, maybe there's not enough to go around. I would have wished that the legends, though, would have picked their partners as opposed to the non-legends picking their partners,
Right.
But either way it goes, I really can't wait to see the category. It's a lot of misunderstanding about how to bring the category. So a night out on the town, your interpretation of a night on the town, but you have to keep in mind that a night on the town
skills are how everyone interpreted you, whether you're done or you just fly. You can't come up there with, you know, some lame pair of sneakers and a pair of Levi's and a button-down shirt and a nice frame and think you're done. No. You know what I'm saying? If you got on a fly pair of sneakers and you got on some jeans that are sitting and your jacket is tough and your frame's serving, you know what I'm saying? You got the bling on, you know you're out, and then your partner is just done up however she's done up like that. It's the BET Award.
Right.
A night out on Fifth Avenue going to eat. You could come elegant if you want to. That's your choice. You're done. It's a night out on the town.
Right. I kept giving examples to people such as, you know, if you're going to the 40-40 club, you might be going to a play, you might be going to the opera, you might be going to the Source Awards, you might be going to the Grammys, you might be going to the Oscars. It's a wide range of night on the town that people
right.
can do. So don't just restrict yourself to a certain look.
Right.
So you can be going to the movie theater. How about if I want to go to the movie theater with my date, honey, and I want to put on my Benji Con jeans and my sneakers? That's a night on the town for me.
But we're telling you what we're
looking for.
That's why we're giving you our interpretation. That's a chop, Kelly. Sit down.
That's not what we're looking for. And you don't have to be in the same house. You can be in the same house if you want to, or you don't have to. It doesn't really matter because there were some questions about that you had to be in the same house. No, you do not have to be in the same house.
And some might think it's a night on the stroll.
Somebody might think it's a night out on the stroll. Well, we don't really want to see your ass and your titties, you know, unless you're walking body or something like that. Not for a grand prize category that's not calling for body. So hopefully not, you know, unless you one of the girls that go out in town and be done. You know, she go out like that to be done, but a Porsche La Beja, whenever you see Porsche, she be done.
Right. Whenever you see
and
Stephanie Milan at the supermarket, she's done. Not
done.
Saying she goes to the supermarket, but you know what I mean.
Done. You know, the girls be done.
Well, child, I go to the supermarket with my motherfucking headscarf on, my slippers, my feet be ashy, honey, my dress be holy, honey.
But you be saying in your head, I'm dying.
Baby, and as long as I have my motherfucking Gucci frames on and my Chanel bag, bitch, I'm done. I'm telling y'all, everybody, y'all want to know when the judges be fierce and why they chop y'all. Yes, my holy dress, honey. I have on my holy dress mistake when I tell you my kids be reading down like, mother, you need to throw that dress away. This dress is comfortable. I have my glasses on, my frames, and my slippers, and I go. But a lot of you girls need to call in here and get y'all questions answered, because then y'all want to sit up here and y'all want to read the judges for being fierce mistake when y'all need to call in here and get y'all questions answered so y'all can know 150% exactly what it's calling for, so y'all ain't got to be reading when y'all get chopped.
Now, also another thing to piggyback off of that, there's no question in the judge. Not approach the panel. You will not come up and ask a question. Absolutely not. That goes from house leaders down to the kids. Absolutely not. A chop is a chop. Me and Rodney Luke were saying enough attention to know if somebody is trying it. If somebody is trying it, they will get up.
Really?
To be absolutely fair. Because we want everybody to have fun.
Yes. I want everybody to be just as cool. We're going to make sure we spread out the list of categories so every gender will be represented on the floor and get a chance to walk. And
right.
Like I said, make sure that we get through as many categories as we can. Hopefully the whole ball.
All of them. Okay, all of them.
So, like I said, with no productions and stuff like that, it should move on. No storytelling, no history lessons. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make history that night. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep...
And if you want to storm a bitch, you can storm a bitch. We're not going to stop you if you want to storm a bitch.
But
right.
I'm telling the bitch, if they come, I'm telling the Mizrahi's mistake, if they come after me that night, mistake, I'm going to be ready to dance. Okay? Hold on, we got another caller. 347-845, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
At London.
Hi. No, this is not London. This is her long lost sister, England. Is she there?
Wow.
You're not my sister. Don't lie, you imposter.
Yes, the long lost sister. I was wondering if you wanted to have tea time after the ball.
No, actually, don't. I don't want to be near you, whoever you are.
Oh my lord, oh my god. Y'all are a key, honey. They hung up on him. Yes. Well, I'm glad y'all got the woman and the femme queen categories and the drag categories. I know that's going to make Nicola really happy.
Yes.
It's going to make a lot of people happy, you know what I'm saying? Because I understand where they're coming from, but, you know, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and just deal with it. And tonight, we're not going to deal with it. We're going to appreciate it.
Yes.
Each person has an opportunity to win.
Right.
That also goes with the concept of it.
Right. Also with best dress spectator. That is the name. That is the category. Best dress spectator. You don't know who the judges are. So, when you come in the ball, you should be dressed or, you know, partially dressed or particularly dressed with the outfit that you're going to walk in, not come in a pair of jeans and slippers, and in the back, you're getting ready for the category. Best dressed spectator. That is the only category you'll be allowed to walk that evening.
I think that they should come in the ball and they should already be fully dressed from head to toe, like back in the day.
I do agree with that, but sometimes, you know, it's hot and stuff like that when you come in, so you might have your coat off or something like that, and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but you definitely got to have on the outfit.
Right. So it's best dressed spectator for all you, you know, best dressed regular, you know, divas and divos. It's best dressed spectator, and it's 2 trophies and 2 cash for the female figures and for the male figures. So while we're walking around meeting and greeting, when we see you come out there, we know that you just had on a pair of sweatpants.
We'll see you at the door.
Right.
Like that. You at the door, because we ain't moving.
All right, that's one category. Yeah, and realness with a twist is definitely realness first, twist second, in your outfit that you have on.
Right. You can vote down. That's fine, but you ain't going to be in no ballerinas with us.
A lot of people like it. So, you know, I was pleased with that. I want to do a lot of the stuff that we used to do as far as like just regular best dress, and then you come get dressed. I want to do best dress spectator, so you walk the category, you sit down, and you just look, you know, look nice, look hot for the rest of the
evening. Look nice for the rest of the evening, right? Look nice.
Baby. And someone thought that I had Butch and Trans Man. I had Butch versus Trans Man. Only thing that is just there's 2 separate categories, but they have to bring it the same exact way. The Butches will battle the Butches for 1 trophy, and the Trans Man will battle the Trans Man. The Butches and Trans Man will not battle. So I just want to make that clear. There's no battling different genders besides for the runway
and the grand prize.
So can I ask y'all a question, because this has been puzzling me for a long time.
Uh-huh.
What about these all these butchers that's walking around here calling themselves butchers with all these facial hair and stuff?
Are we only on the, what you call it, you know, we believe what they tell us.
Yeah.
You got
facial hair to me. You're moaning.
Yeah, because I can see if they got a little peach fuzz and stuff, you know, a little couple of strings hanging out their cheeks and stuff, you know, because, you know, my grandmother used to have a couple hanging. But all those full goatees and stuff, I don't see.
Right. See, I was thinking it's like the same thing, like with when the Butch Queen and Drag start getting the knots and stuff, you know, that morning they're becoming from Queen. So people,
they try to out them.
So it's the same thing with the Butches to Trans Men. Once you start getting the fuzz and the mustaches and the beards and stuff, you're doing something. You're taking hormones. You're doing something. You're enhancing. Even though you still might have your titties, it's just like a drag into a film queen or whatever. When they still have their, you know,
They're tuning as well, but you know that they're transitioning.
Right. Until I'm not.
With the judges that we have, they will use their discretion, but if at one point they feel as though the butch is really a trans man, you either walk the trans man category or walk off the floor to eliminate any type of, you know, confrontation with the judges.
Okay. I want to know, where's the East Coast mother con, Miss Thing? She don't have any questions. Where's she at? Because I know her kids is going to be in the building. I'm surprised she ain't up here on the line asking no questions or anything, honey.
Nicola. Where's Nicola?
I don't know, London. Nicola is not here right now. I don't know where she at, honey. I think she's low riding or something, honey. We need Nicola up on the line, Miss Thing. How can we get Nicola up here on the line? Oh shit, hold on, I see Nicola, London.
I love London.
Hold on, wait a minute. Father's so whack, that's why. Hold on.
Father's so whack.
Oh. She said, hold on.
She said, I was whack.
And just for people who want to know who's commentating, want to know who's saying, we have the dynamic duo, Zach and Kelvin, and we have Von Allure on the ones and twos. Well, I'm not calling it. I'm not using last names for the staff. We're using their first names because everybody knows who they are.
Okay, so did you ask any real questions some way? Do you have a whole category list full of fake fuckeries, female figures?
No, we do not.
Was you listening?
I'm talking, I was listening for a little bit, Father, but, you know, you just be so whack, right? When you be so listening. I was like, Father's whack. He's not giving me what I want. I got to come on, and then he's going to stop me if I come on to amp it up, because Father's corny. So, like, I had to ask the question. Father, fake fuckery, female figure. I'm going to start with you that way. How is that? What's that giving?
That's not on the category, Nicole. It's not everybody is walking. No. It is Femme Queen Performance. It's Femme Queen Realness. It's Butch Queen Drag Realness. It's Butch Queen Drag Performance. They are not intertwining with each other. The only time that the genders will meet will be for the grand prize, the runway, open to all performance, old way versus new way. That'll be the only time that all genders can intertwine with each other. Everybody is walking their own separate category, their own separate trophy. Okay?
Okay. Well, I guess everybody can give Father a round of applause. He's the first person to take that fake fuckery female figure thing off his category sheet.
It's not just mine. It's me and Rodney.
I'm sorry. You and Rodney, but I'm going to just say, if I say Rodney, that means you, Father. If I say Father, that means just Rodney. How about that? Okay? So that's real cute. That's over. And another question. If you walk a legendary, so if I walk legendary, if I storm they legendary O-Way, can I walk open to all O-Way?
Open to all performance. There's no legendary.
I mean open to all performance.
No, you're going to do, there's really no open to all performance like with the name callers one.
Okay.
You're doing, we took the Butch Queen out. It shouldn't have been on in the first place, like we talked about yesterday. When they have, like I always tell everybody, when they have our categories and it says legendary in front of it, you shouldn't walk the regular categories. You know, sometimes we get to the bar, they don't have our categories, so we want to walk, so we walk the regular categories. But if your category is there and it says legendary and that's what you are, you only walk the legendary categories. You don't battle the kids.
Will the contenders be able to walk up to the judges' panel to express their feelings?
No, nobody can approach the panel.
As far as what category on the call, what are you talking about?
No, I mean just in general, like because y'all are the big cahoots. So I would expect that there would be the security would be beefed up and they know better.
There ain't no security. They just know better. No.
Oh shit! So this
come
is
up to the
bad.
Panel.
And we're not going.
Are they gonna have a? You gonna have a category? London, sis, are you there? You're gonna have a category for London.
We spoke about that already.
Yes.
She said real close to soft and current performance anyway, so
Yeah,
I can't hear you, London.
I bet it's back to the chambers for you because you didn't say hi.
I'm sorry, I said hi when I came on over because I was listening to Father. I was like, see, Father, right? Yeah. But hi, London. I heard you I'm talking to Father. He said he loved London. So I heard you talking for a brief second, but then I had to switch the phone to be able to get on my house phone because I was on it on the other, having a conversation. So what time is the ball going to be starting?
Day. I want the ball to start at 7.
An afternoon? And the evening?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you said after Max 6 o'clock, Kelly. Oh, okay. Now that makes sense.
He wants his ball to start at 7. You know,
my appointment is at 6 o'clock, honey. I'll be done at 6:45, 7 o'clock. I'm walking across 125th.
For your legendary Femme Queen performance category, Father, you being first, what are some of the girls you would like to see? Would you like to see the wheelchair Masters of Vogue?
Go ahead, Rodney.
I would like to see, yes, I know Tamara's the master of Vogue. I would like to see her. I would like to see Andy. I would like to see Mercedes. I would like to see Amina. I would like to see Christina. I would like to see Revlon. She should move to New York. I just thought about the world.
Ooh, Revlon live in New York. See what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Mm. All right. I would like to see everybody. I want to see Kelly, Erica Jane, I want to see all the girls on the floor.
What battles, y'all said all the girls y'all would like to see and all the people that have relocated to New York City. But what battles would you like to see, Bob? Like, if you had a chance to see, not even just for old school sake, you know, because you like the new school girls and everything, but what battles would you like to see on your floor?
Well, I can't really say what battles I would like to see. I would tell you what I don't want to see. I don't want to see the same battles. I don't want to see Laomi and Roxy. I don't want to see Laomi and Christina. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? I want other people. I want it to be mixed up. You know what I'm saying? Or I want a bitch to be like, I don't see her.
You know why I like that category? You know why I like that category? Because that category, that legendary Femme Queen performance category, is going to make these girls come out. Because the category states that you have to come out and give them a performance that made you legend. So I hope these girls come out and they give them
a performance that made you legend. Well, where are the, I mean, did y'all check this the performance line to see if there any performance legends that can actually, yeah, girlfriends, call your girlfriends, tell somebody, I want a performance legend to come on the phone while Father and Rodney, what's in the name, are here and tell us that they can redo what you said. You said what made, you got to do whatever it is that made you legend the night at your ball.
Not really do it whatever you did, but
nah, I mean, I know what you mean.
Can you still entertain us like you did? Can you still entertain us now like you used to do back in the day?
Oh, wow. Exactly. That's kind of hard for a lot of them these days. Maybe
I don't think so. They just been holding it inside,
but tonight might be their night that they're going to block them and show
stop
it. Like
the call, because you're going to make Tamara and Leandy.
Hey, look,
we got to
make something happen. That's the way it goes. I'm trying to date. I'm trying to see why the Masters of Oz can't use Father Floor to bring their wheelchairs out and to be in that. No, I'm not reading them, but I'm just saying, you said, I like the category, what made you legend? And they have a problem, so now y'all giving them an opportunity, so maybe Nambi or Angel, are you on the line listening? You girls that are out there and are the legendary performers, y'all should be at What's in the Name, November 12th, in Harlem, and with your wheelchairs, canes, and whatever it is, oxypioxin, you know, back pains, whatever, but they're doing your thing. Let's see if you're going to do your thing. We need to see a fair battle.
Oh, and another thing, I'm sorry, Nicole, another thing about the time is that 7 o'clock, also because, you know, if a lot of people are coming to the ball, you know, a lot of people walk these performance categories. it'd be a lot of people. So if you start early enough, we can get to everything, and everybody can Vogue and Warm Way, because the performance categories, especially Vogue Femme and Quiz, would be so long. So we want to make sure that we get to the week. As we do those categories, we're getting to other categories as well. That's why it's important to be on time.
Right.
When
the ball ends, and then be like, oh, you didn't get to my category. Oh, you didn't come to 1 o'clock.
Right.
Are you going to have a one panel all night, or you're going to switch?
We have our judges.
Yeah, we have judges.
Does that mean it's going to be all night with them same judges?
No,
I know you have
judges.
Your judges.
Judges like to take breaks and stuff like that, so we have the judges.
Yeah. It's mainly going to be one panel, though. It's mainly going to be one panel, yeah.
Do y'all have any couture on the panel?
Well, the couture wasn't out when we had this ball and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, see, y'all, chicos, they always been out, darling.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, no, they were combined. So at the time, it was
right, Ms. Rahi.
Right, exactly. But we want to see, you know, we want to see Mother Couture on the floor anyway.
And
you are the mother of a new house, so you have to be on the floor to run out Walker Grandpa's category. Right?
I'll be there. I'll be on the floor, honey. I'll be on the floor.
Already.
My partner is working.
I know.
It's no productions for the grand prize, Eva?
No productions.
Oh. Oh, well, I got to call them and let them know.
You know what? For grand prize, because, you know, realtors don't really get that. We won't do
if you want some music or something, you got a CD or something, you can do an intro
for grand prize.
Definitely an intro, definitely.
Yeah. You can do an intro music or you can something like that, but no productions and props.
Nothing long, all that talking, and y'all don't know the words to what the production is.
For grand prize.
No.
Runway productions can be real lengthy, and there's a lot of people walking runway. So,
you know.
A question just came over, and the question asks, is there room on the panel for the CEO of Couture?
Yeah, I spoke with the CEO of Couture, and we already discussed that.
No.
Let me stop.
Yes, we discussed it already.
Yes, honey, because the Coutures are going to be in the building, all four of us.
You know what, Kelly? I want to talk to you about that later, okay?
Yeah, okay. We are definitely going to be in the building, honey. We're coming through. I'm coming to shake Harlem up, bitch. I'm going to put Harlem back on the motherfucking map that night, honey.
I appreciate all the houses that have hit me up and hit James up that definitely been supporting me, you know what I'm saying, and I support everybody across the country. some of the houses, you know, that don't really come out that much, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be in the building. So I definitely look forward to seeing them, you know what I'm saying.
You're right. Coco Extravaganza called me. Y'all don't even know who Coco Extravaganza is. That's how bad it is.
Brian Omni. Big shout out to Brian Omni.
Oh, Kevin, I didn't forget you. I got to call you. I'm sorry, but I gave you my number. You don't forgetful like that. Cool.
The Bridges will be in the building.
That's right.
Okay.
So who?
I'll have three members, me, myself, and I.
Right.
I'm going to shake the building up.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I. Yes, sorry.
I love London.
I love it, and I hope to say that people do productions without knowing the words. I can't stand it.
I hate it. You know, Sunday I was at the ball, and this child had walked, and she didn't know a lick of a production. And I kept saying, oh, she's so lucky she can't stop. But she broke down, though. She broke down, but she didn't know a lick.
Was it Justin Cohn?
No, it wasn't Justin Cohn. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I didn't want to say his name. You're so serious. But yes, it was. I said, oh, shit, you don't know a lick of this.
Oh, so Ms. London, you was at the Rumble Ball.
No, you know I do my research on YouTube.
London was sitting behind me at the Rumble Ball.
On YouTube, it was bad in person. But she vogued.
She broke down.
Not European, but she vogued.
Not European, but she vogued. But she, yo, Justin. I have to give props to him. He goes, and he did this under swirl over spin, brought it back up, and then went for a dip under. Whoa!
Yeah.
You know, playing.
I'm going to do this just so the people would know. I'm not, you know, saying the order category to everybody, but Vogue Sim, people, category number three.
Number three.
We're getting it in early, so you guys bring it on through the building.
7 o'clock.
Number three. You will have your category.
7 o'clock.
You're not in line when everybody's sitting down, squatted. Don't try to sneak in. You know I'm good with no.
Don't call your girlfriends and don't text your girlfriends on the bowling start. If you got to text your girlfriend, say, "Yeah, girl, it's the ball started," so they can get there.
Number three.
Harold's going to be where? And August is going to be at the door. Harold's going to be in the panel.
Who's going to be at the door? Who's going to be on the panel? What?
No, I was asking, was the August going to be on the, at the door, or Harold was going to be on the panel?
Was the August going to be at the door?
I might use the August on the at the door because she's very, very, very trustworthy. She doesn't play the game. It could be my best friend coming in the door.
Hold on, Rodney. I don't understand that question.
Nicole is being facetious. Actually, I'm just asking because, you know, y'all having such a big ball. And I was wondering, like, at the food, maybe, the liquor.
Nicole, you're trying to. You know, I love you.
She's on the phone line, honey.
You know, she's going to be pressing one any minute.
Huh?
I'm going to be everywhere.
Huh? Hi, Father. Well, people, we got that out the way. Y'all know that the money won't be going to them. So, y'all can all be there and enjoying this. I mean, the August. So, you all can come and enjoy yourself and know that, you know, things in good faith.
You better leave that lady alone. You know that lady's going to come up here and say, "Hey, you know, once you start mentioning her name and the girl starts sending me stuff on Yahoo, and, you know, he's going to be right up there."
Is she talking about Harold? Keep breaking his reference to this money. Why is the light on? Bless you.
Hello?
Yeah. Bless you. Bless you.
Alright, how do I get this one?
I want to see Femme Queen Face in a white t-shirt and jeans.
Ray Street is in my front.
Right, Femme Queen Face in white t-shirts and jeans?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'll come out for that, Miss Faye. The girl, I can't wait to put my 18 inches in, honey.
I was just getting ready to ask Nicole, you putting in 18 inches?
I sure am.
I know you are. That's why I asked you.
I'm going back jet black 18 inches, honey. Do y'all have butch face at your ball?
Sure do.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
So your husband can walk.
I'm not worried about him, honey. I'm worried about my new son. My husband is a Mizrahi.
Very suave and very smooth.
Yes, honey, I ain't worried about him. I'm worried about my new butch face I'm trying to get right now and as I'm doing the show, honey. I'm worried about my competition, honey. You know, I love, you know, I love all my cousins and all my brothers and stuff that stay Mizrahi. But when it comes to the mall, they say, honey girl, it's hard, buddy, baby. When my husband hits the floor, he's a Mizza. And my new butch face that I'm trying to get right now, honey, is going to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in there. It's the same pieces. But that's why that should be like that. That is enough.
Yeah. It's like, where's all the girls at, honey? Where's all the girls?
Because y'all are trying to be all nice and stuff about it. Y'all got to be messy with everything, honey. Where's the message? Where is the wheelchairs from Philadelphia? They need to be in New York City. And on November 12th, can I please know where the Alyssa Vogan Kevin Prodigy is? And will he be on the floor November 12th in Harlem? I mean, what's juice?
Hold on,
sure he will be.
I'm Prodigy people. Where are y'all? Oh, sorry, the overall office on the phone. Well, I want your members.
757-921. You need to back up away from your computer or get off speakerphone. I'm about to open your mic again, but you need to back up from your computer or get off speakerphone because you have a very bad echo. Let's try this again. 57912. You're live on the air.
Okay, we're not trying anymore. Okay, come on, 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 let them go. Father, guess who you would have loved to be there?
Who?
Fucking James, you know you're playing on fucking James. I'm going to get on that floor. I'm going to show you the office, Miss Kelly, for
don't
that day.
Don't talk about my daughter.
Venus! Kelly, where are Venus?
And my daughter came through that door. But let me tell you something. Never underestimate the power of Venus.
Venus, don't play. No, she don't.
Because you just broke her up. It would be complete. I would fall out of Venus, walk through the door. I would fall out. That's it. My night would be done.
Now, that's legendary. Venus, baby. Venus walked through that floor.
My night would be done. And she was like,
fucking James, did you have a fucking ball here? Tell me you have a fucking ball. I think I'm going to walk with me. Tell them say love is domestic. I'm a slave to these bitches.
I would like to see a YouTube moment if when he calls the legendary film queen, perform the category, Sanaya, Alyssa, and Ashley just all
never
come on the floor together.
Don't ever say never.
No,
I would love
for it to happen.
You never know. Ms. Leah might come out with a cat suit.
Oh, Leah is coming out.
All right, Leah.
I know.
He's coming out with the gas.
I would love that. What? Alyssa?
James, one of your kids just hit me up on Facebook, and they said to tell you to pack a lunch because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Buckle your seatbelt, pack lunch.
Shit. So I feel like it, I said, don't play with me. Pack lunch because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's it, huh?
I don't know. What's going on? The girls are being really shady tonight and stuff.
A lot of people say, you know, it's kind of early, whatever. So, you know, most people, they're going to wait till the Wednesday, like the Tuesday before the ball.
They're kind of early, okay? Wait a minute, mama.
That's the problem with these girls, honey. They wait until the last minute to want to.
And then they're going to get on here talking about you ain't know the ball was at 7 o'clock and get red.
Your son said to tell you, he said to tell you that you and Rodney's show is as dry as the Rumble.
We're just giving affirmation of what's going to be dry.
This is not like a show like y'all's. We're just talking about the ball. Now,
we
got to
amp the ball up, and you got to can't do it like
about,
that.
If we was talking about something else, it'd, you know, it'd be on and popping. So tell
bring it.
Me,
we
got
to talk about how to bring it to your ball. We're not just on
well,
your
how
ball.
You got to bring it to the ball. You
got to bring it right. I want to see Sanaya versus Mika.
Never happened. Never happened.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that you might want to see just will never happen. You know what I'm saying? It'll never happen. I want to see Moldavia. Never happen.
Mm. And wishes were true, beggars would be rich.
Right. If Moldavia came through, whoa.
No, Moldavia came through. The ball is not important, baby. Moldavia was in the building.
That's it.
Moldavia was in the building. What are you talking about?
That's it. I'll be happy if Portia and Candy come through.
London, have you ever looked up the old late beauties? Have you on YouTube?
The ladies with face.
Yes, face. The different people with face. Have you ever looked that up?
Yeah, I've seen Octavia.
And you see Tracy Africa?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Octavia's the best.
Okay, well, I was giving them an hour, so, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do the next one, like, the Wednesday before the ball, but I'm sure we'll get a lot of hits up on the side about the categories and stuff like that.
The Wednesday, that's my day. And I'm interviewing.
The Tuesday, Wednesday is your day. The Tuesday before the ball,
you give us the Wednesday and you take the Tuesday.
No, because, see, the Tuesday is the reason why y'all probably not getting anything is the reason why my interviews wasn't working, because it's A-list Tuesday, Vogue Tuesdays. Everybody's doing something on Tuesdays.
Put us on the radio. Because everybody's going out anyway. Ain't nobody listening to the radio.
And help like y'all spice. I didn't know what y'all were doing. I really was, because I would have brought it a different way, because I have a message to everything, because I want to make sure that, you know, make it hot. And
you
got to know how to make it hot.
You want to read everybody. I'm not
no, I don't.
Everybody.
No, but Father, listen. And being you sitting up there being nice, like, you know, I like
and
everybody.
Nice.
I want to say,
I'm
like, and it's like,
nice.
Like,
nice.
Father. No, I'm not asking you to read anybody, but these are your fucking kids, too. Get these performances. I want to see charisma and Amina. Yes! What's up? I don't care about that. You got to get it in, Paul. That's what I'm talking about.
I want to see all of them. I like to see an old school battle between Roxy and Champagne. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
Roxy
you know,
and Champagne. That's a pretty name. See, now you're talking. Roxy and Champagne.
Kelly and Nicole and Dane. I'm going to talk with you guys later.
Oh, you dancing on your own ball?
No, I have to go. So I will give my hour for people to call in. You know what I'm saying? We got a few calls, but I know that when the ball goes to the ball, what are you going to call? What you going to hit me up? How they did today? Actually, where's the flyer? I haven't seen it, and my view's been out for over about 2-3 months now. So, you know, it is what it is. It's how they normally do.
Are you going to A-List Tuesdays?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. See what I mean?
Right.
I just want to check in.
I'm here first Friday. Tuesdays, I have to promote and stuff like that. So I want my ride is ready, so I have to go.
I'm going to first Friday.
All right. Are
you going
to
first Friday? Okay, Riley.
Yeah,
have a good time.
All right. Thank you.
Tell the Baltimore Alliance. I hope to see all of them there on November 12th.
Oh, yeah. They want to get a piece tonight.
Okay.
All right.
And the Baltimore Alliance is there on play.
You guys didn't mention Deja. Is she not entertaining?
Oh, she's quite entertaining.
She's very entertaining. She will be in the building.
No, she's one of my favorites, of course. Please, that's without question. But Deja can, anybody can battle Deja. I want to see Deja battle anybody because she can fuck with all of them.
Yes, she can. She has. My sister. She was just here, but she will be in the building. She's to be up in the building. Kelly. So if the Masters of Wills be in the building, it should be a cute party.
Why are you calling them that?
Well, Father, I know you're going to be around tomorrow for everybody in London for my interview, my exclusive interview with Junior LaDeja. He caught me back in America. Yes, he did. I felt so happy. A couple of girls actually called me back, Father. I'll give you the names later. Wink, wink. But Junior will be on the line tomorrow at 11:15, and you need to all tell your girlfriends and everything. This is a story you would love to here. So, Kelly, I got you to do something for me, too. But this is going to be a really good show tomorrow. And, London, you must come on the line tomorrow. You must introduce yourself to Lunia. This is a pioneer. So I need you to meet Junior. This is going to be a phenomenal show tomorrow.
He's one of the elders. He's an elder.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hi, Nicole, you're live on the air.
Oh, restricted. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Nicola.
I was talking to Mona. You said that.
Not private caller.
That was Mona. That wasn't Mona.
I was sneezing.
Was that Mona?
Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
She was sneezing, and I was saying, God bless you.
Oh.
God bless you. Okay.
That was a private caller.
Ain't no more private callers. Ain't no more callers in there. Ain't nobody.
No,
in
it don't have to be no callers, man. No. Like,
why not?
You
scared?
No, I ain't scared. Scared for what?
To answer the people.
The people ain't got no damn callers.
Now you're talking, brother.
People. They know when the fuck the ball is. They just got to know. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Let's see if we can do this right again. I think I need to really put that out more than ever.
Yeah, because it's going down whether with you or without you.
Well, you say 7, that means 9. That means the
no.
Girls ain't going to show up until 9.
All right, well, where's my category? We'll see if we can get back to it. No.
917-693, you're live on the air.
Keisha.
Hi, fellas. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Kelly.
Yes.
I have a question for James and Rodney.
Well, Rodney's gone. Today. He went to the A-list Tuesday.
All right, James, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Being that you're an icon, you're a legend, right? Now, you
yeah.
know how black people are when it comes to functions. When you say 7, they come 10. When you say 10, they come 2. I know a good strategy that makes the girls come out and be ready to party and play. What you should have done, now the boys, let's say the boys you start to clean out to get in. They come by 7, between 7 and 8, we'll do a 15. What do you think about that?
We'll do a what?
The girls are, okay.
Do a what?
Was that
was
a
thinking,
question?
I know it's too late.
What's the question? Wait, I'm not sure I heard it right. What did you say?
Okay, you said the ball's going to start at 7.
Right, go
and
to the end.
Know,
go to the end. Go to the what
oh.
you said, Joe.
You know how you make the girls come out and be ready on time?
Oh.
Either drop the price, maybe $5, $10, and they'll come out.
I doubt
That's
it.
A good strategy. Huh?
I doubt it.
You doubt
I,
it?
I doubt it. If it, whatever the price is, or whatever.
Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and they said, Miss Honey, the price is $30 all night. That's it.
Like, and I'm not being crude or nothing like that, but whether it's $20 or $25 or $30 or whatever like that, like you said, people like to come on their own time. So either way, they still gonna come in their own time. You know, we trying to push for 7, especially for the performance kids because, you know, damn, they have the fucking performance kids. They could make it to a fucking Kiki ball from 6 to 10.
Right.
Some of the legends too.
And I have another question. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Let's say your child was walking, right, and your child left your house to go to another house, and
uh-huh.
your child was chopped, and the chop was an invalid chop, meaning they was chopped unfairly. You said no one can argue a chop. Now, you know there's going to be some people that's going to throw shade at certain house members or certain members because they either left their house.
I'm not
going to
let that happen.
Okay.
See, you can't question the judges.
Right.
I can.
Got you.
And the amount of judges that we hit, the people that we have on the panel, I doubt that we will run into that situation. But I have to be optimistic about it as well. It can
right.
happen. Yeah, absolutely
okay.
right. But we will handle that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. Have fun at Vogue Night.
I'll see you tonight.
I'm not coming out.
Why?
I'm on hiatus.
You're coming tonight.
I'm on.
I'm taking a break. I went into the 12.
Yeah, I like that.
I gotta get myself together, honey.
That's like back in the days, you would go to tracks, Hall of Face Girls would be home drinking water and not doing no coke.
Father Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Kelly?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, who are we speaking with?
Sequoia Prodigy.
Hi, Sequoia.
Hey, who is this?
This is your uncle.
That's James. You coming up on this line and you don't know who's on the line, Sequoia?
There's too many people up here.
Oh, that's some.
Koya.
What's going on? I'm Sequoia. What's up, Kelly?
That ain't Sequoia. This sure ain't. It's somebody being a fool.
That is not Sequoia.
That voice? Oh, my God. I saw her picture. I hope that's not her voice.
I'm a cook-up.
I was falling out like that.
A bitch is having a motherfucking heart attack over there.
That bitch said, I saw her picture.
I hope that's not her voice. Who is falling out like that? She's not bad.
They falling out. Their girlfriend's in the back. Their girlfriend's in the back talk about Kelly Mizrahi. This thing, they so late, Miss Thing. Kelly Mizrahi was so 2 weeks ago.
You're right. Put your big ass down in.
Honey, y'all girls are so late, Miss A.
Your back is too.
Your mother is too. We got 13 minutes. We got 13 minutes left
to
show you how to play.
Boy hairline.
You want to play?
You need to stop doing the bone snatchers with your boy hairline.
You want to play? We can go up and play.
What?
You want to sit up here and you want to call in and be a private caller. If you was a bad motherfucking bitch, you would say it to my motherfucking face. I respect a bitch that say it to my face and not a bitch that got to call up here with a fake motherfucking voice and a fake-ass motherfucking face. Fake-looking-ass motherfucking bitch, you. Go suck a motherfucking bitch, you nasty motherfucking queen, you. And you have a good motherfucking night, you ugly rat.
Kelly, finish her. Finish her.
718-810, you're live on the air.
I pressed one.
You did press one.
I didn't press one. I'll be upstairs in a minute.
You pressed one, honey. You wanted to come on the line.
Open your door in 2 minutes. I'll be there in 2 minutes, please.
Baby, you're not coming to my house, baby.
I'm walking up. I have the key. I'll just walk in.
Ciao, bye. Hello. Yes, honey. Baby, why these girls want to come up here and they want to start, they want to be playing, honey, and shit, Miss Thang? Girl, okay, I guess they back, honey. Let's see what they got to say now. Private caller, you back on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Nicole?
Oh, now they want you to call.
Nicole.
Wait, bitch, I'm right here. Hold on, let me unmute the phone. Wait, bitch, I'm
Wait,
right here,
what?
Yes.
Is it true that you're a prostitute or Backpage?
No. Is it true that your mother sent my picture there and she was there with me?
No, I can see your dick print.
Oh, you sound stupid now, bitch. I ain't never advertised a dick a day in my fucking life. Kick rocks, my sin with no shoes. Break your back.
She's so dumb. Buck to the chambers.
You sound stupid with your little Mickey Mouse voice, sounding like an asshole. Bring one of your girlfriends on this phone and give me something better.
Tell her to actually get the dick out of her throat.
We only got 11 minutes left, honey, and they want to play tonight, honey.
And you know what makes it so fierce about it is that sometimes I want to just, you know, not even respond because you're so private, you're so restricted. It makes me know that you just got a ball stain in the middle of your head and in the middle of your pubic areas, bitch.
Oh,
we haven't read the girls in a long time, so you know, I guess tonight is the night the girls want to come.
Yeah, well,
they
will
get
fucking
up.
Red with me, baby. I am not the one, bitch.
Study.
I'm
they
eating my
oxtails,
honey.
Phone just dropped. I don't know what happens if Father falls, so it's just me and you in London for the next 10 minutes unless Father call back in, honey. But they want to get us riled up tonight. I don't know why, honey. It's been a long time since we've been riled up. So, honey, I'm ready for the next 10 minutes if the girls want to play, honey.
Do you guys think I'm being too nice?
Yeah, you're being too nice. You need to let the girls have it.
Being too nice with these bitches, London. They're private and they're infected.
Okay. The girls
they're private and infected. That's the way
they
I see it.
They need to be exterminated.
You terminate them motherfucking restricted bitches.
They need to, these motherfucking private callers be calling here. They be trying to mistake. Somebody needs to
come
shoot
on,
them
you fake Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bitch.
You fake honest short niggas. Bring it on up.
Baby, I can't wait until tomorrow until
this
Junior come on the line and I listen to his interview tomorrow, honey.
Yeah, tomorrow is Junior LaBeige's interview. Oh, my God. Y'all do not know what y'all can't miss. Wow. This food tastes amazing, baby.
Yes, honey. I hope all the girls definitely call in here tomorrow night and listen to Junior Libation's interview, honey. I'm going to bed, honey.
Where's the Kiki Monster?
Oh,
I don't know where Kiki at, honey. I thought Kiki would call in here, honey.
Not after yesterday.
Kiki, if you still on the line, call
back. If Kiki called in here after yesterday, Kiki's bold.
Her new name is Kiki Monster.
That's Milan, you're live on the air.
Are you going to open the door for me? I'm about to ring your bell.
Baby, you're not about to ring my bell.
Ring it, Tashawn, let me hear it.
Where
are you talking? Ready, let me go look out my kitchen window and see if somebody walking up to my door.
Wait, I'm about to park when you're in front of your window. Baby. You should think I'm not in the park and I'm coming to see Mother Couture.
Baby, I'm looking out the window and all I see is a BMW. I don't see no white motherfucking Tahoe.
It's coming. I'm coming to get some of your applications and pass them out in the city.
Well, I don't need you to pass some of my couture applications out in the city because there's no one in the village that I want.
Me and Georgie's about to come break your house up.
I don't need nobody to pass on no applications in the village. It ain't nothing in the village that's couture.
Georgie, we gonna pass the applications out of the village? Yeah, I think so too.
It's a really nice day outside, dog.
Tell Georgie that he needs to take those applications and pass it out for his house because I think they need some new recruits since a lot of the girls left.
I'm looking out the window and I don't see nobody coming up. I'm eating oxtails with macaroni and cheese and collard greens, baby. It's a mess over here, honey. I see the cops riding past looking for those hoes, but I don't see no Tahoe.
Yeah, because the hoes been out since I came home at 8 o'clock tonight. I seen the hoes out.
All I want. I'm gagging you not going out.
No, I need the rest. I ain't going out. Honey, I ain't got no moms. There's no reason for me to be out. Baby, my order will be here next week, honey. 7 days. They said 7 days, honey. I'm waiting for my order to come out. And Mother Couture, Mother Moan Doctor will be out. Honey, let me go back to the computer, see if we got any callers, see if any private callers want to get us riled up. Ooh, hey, Jose, we have a couple of callers. 347-845, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, Nicole, where my play at?
You carrying on this cornbread with this berries. Who's Buka. This? Yes,
but
who's this?
Oh, this Buka.
Hi, Buka. They got. I got oxtails and macaroni and cheese.
Red.
So Kelly, you got my brother in the Bronx. What's going on without me?
Oh, baby, I don't know. That's they said they in the Bronx, honey, but I ain't nobody come around this corner, honey.
Hola, you're rude.
I'm sorry.
Hey, London, I'm sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You were too funny for me, I swear.
Thank you.
Yes, I come up here, yes, speak to call. But you're not one of the private callers we was expecting, Booker. Oh, you're not a private caller.
Well, I'm staying on the line. I'm waiting for him to come, too. I might have
you want them to all right. See if we got some. Yeah. See if we got some.
757-912, you're live on the air. Oh, they gone, honey. Booker, well, now since you on the air, I just got a message on Yahoo, and they said, can you please ask Booker how is Jarrett?
Can I know what Jarrett are you talking about?
You know what? Tell that caller if they know me and if they want to know anything about
press
me.
One.
They said Jarrett Ebony Nicole.
Kelly.
From Bushwick?
I'm only reading the message that they sent it across my screen.
All right, well, tell them. Is it from Bushwick, from Brooklyn?
No. Booker, you know I do not know where Jarrett is from. They said no, Nicole, Virginia.
Okay, wrong person. Okay, thank you.
Or North Carolina.
Wow. Come on now.
Damn,
okay.
They don't even know what
I can put the phone right here. I can put the phone right here so y'all can hear the message when it pop up. They type it
now. No, you don't got to. I don't mind.
Listen, it's about to pop up right now. Listen, I waited for the message to pop up.
Don't be a messenger. Press one, and don't be a restrictor, bitch. And my
I'm telling you, Booker, don't pay no mind. Them bitches, they restricted. Them bitches, they can't come out in the sunlight, bitch. They stay in the closets when pit bulls are in the building, Miss Thing. They restricted.
Baby. Well, caller, if you want to, Yahoo Messenger, if you want to call in here.
Call in. If you're a restricted girl and you have never got bitten by a pit bull, present yourself.
Restricted girls are worms that just come out when it rains.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Nicole, why are your titties so lopsided?
I don't know. I'll be trying to get them fixed myself. But let me tell you, why don't you show me your face so I can lopside your fucking jaw? Why don't you do that?
You're a prostitute. Okay.
And why is your voice, what is wrong with your lungs?
It's not a chipmunk.
London,
what is wrong with your
London.
Lungs? Could you please go back into that hole you came up
London,
out of here? You
bitch.
Restricted, infected. Get the fuck off this line, Brick.
London,
the fuck are you
that,
scared? London ain't shit. London don't even know you. Kick rocks, bitch. Cut your throat and split your mother's wrist. Bitch, you act like you got something to come up here and say with somebody, you dumbass fool.
Brush your teeth. Your teeth look yellow.
Brush your mother teeth, Miss Thing, and juggle balls, queen. Kick rocks. What are you talking about?
Why are your
you
teeth
can't
so
say
yellow?
Nothing. This bitch sounds stupid. Somebody ought to hit this bitch in the back of her head, bitch.
You look like a man.
To bust your head up in. And your father
no,
look like a
throat.
Chipmunk, bitch, and you look like an ape. Keep it moving.
Okay, thank you, private caller.
Restricted.
Another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
I had a question. What do you feel about local legends?
You said what?
What do you feel about local legends?
I don't know.
Who's a local legend?
Do you feel that Brian and Dusty Revlon are legends?
Who? Brian and Destiny? I'm not going to sit here and to be discussing people that I really don't know much about.
Well,
they're not
they
legends. We don't know them.
Oh. That's a good answer, London. Very good. We didn't know. They're not. She's lying.
Anyway, thank you, caller. Bye-bye now.
It was very good point, though. You don't know them. They're not legend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kelly, did you know who he was talking about?
Yes.
You know who he was talking about?
No.
Well, restricted private callers. Come on now. Y'all even come up here. Y'all know y'all don't want us to hang up the line. Y'all all sitting there on the callers line listening to our voice or something. London will get you. Kelly will eat you. And I will stab you the fuck up. So come on.
Let's not forget I'm still on the line.
Oh, Buka body slams, Miss Thing. Back breaking, bitch. Come on.
Oh, and Buka, they said to tell you not interested in coming up on the phone line. Already, it's already out in the tea factory.
Oh, they thought they spilled your tea, Buka.
Hold on.
they thought you spilled your tea, Buka. All I want, all I need.
Baby, what happened to the private callers? Why they stopped calling in?
Because, see, they not as smart as they were saying. You got a couple of few that come up with they whack old reads because they restricted and nobody know who the fuck they are. And they think they're getting a point or two by reading or saying something. You only can be read if you are restricted. I'm not a restricted girl. You can't read me, bitch.
I'm making a chart called Bacta Liberace.
How we go, London?
I don't know yet. I think it's like Bacta Liberace, Bacta Liberace. Oh, do you like that?
Yeah, I like that so far.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Why do you keep hanging up on me?
Oh, bloody.
Nicole, I'm coming for you, bitch.
Let me tell you, so they've been coming for me for years, and I've been sending them on as they came, bitch. Don't you know I'm still here? Keep it moving.
Kelly.
What?
Hello, Kelly?
Yeah.
Caller, you don't sound hot. You sound scary.
You said I was?
You look like a humpback whale.
Yeah. And your mother looked like my hump on my back.
Now turn around, Kelly, so I can shoot an arrow straight through it, bitch. This
is mad because Mr. Rossi didn't want you.
Really? Is that the best you could come up with?
For real.
They kicked you out.
Girl, bitch, I don't get kicked out of any place, baby.
If there's any restricted girls on the line for the last couple of minutes thinking that you can come up with something that can entertain me, London, and Buka on this phone, could you please? Because this one here.
Thank you.
Click her.
You're a prostitute.
We all are. Click her.
That's all you got to keep saying is she's a prostitute.
We all are. Click her.
She says, like, girl, you ain't got nothing else better to come up with, Miss Thing. Like, girl, get out of life, Miss Thing. Do something with yourself.
You click her because she don't even have a nice voice that I want to listen to. Sound like somebody just sitting there smoking a blunt, reading somebody. Everything. I want to call in and be a stupid ass. That's what
she
told yourself.
Sounds like she sucked a helium balloon.
Girl.
Do I know?
I thought y'all was gonna make it fun, honey.
Yeah, they don't need to dig Kelly. Now, Kelly, we've been on this show for how long now?
I thought they was gonna come and they was gonna make it fun and they was gonna make it interesting, honey.
Kelly,
the new. I guess the new thing is coming up with voices and
yeah, they trying to steal your spotlight, London.
Yeah, they can try, but they'll never succeed.
They trying to be up here.
Late ass Milans and Mrs. in my house, girl.
Oh, the Mrs. came? What Mrs. is that?
Girl, this late ass realist with a twist Mrs. and this late ass motherfucking high fashion streetwear Milan, honey.
Realness with a twist Mrs.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Tyshawn. Tell the Mrs. to say hello.
That's Georgie.
Georgie, say hello to Nicole.
Oh, Georgie, real is on,
the Mizza. Hi, London. He's rude.
Hi, London.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
That's fine. I'm
the company is tired. They pull me over. You know my shit is right. You know the credentials is right.
Baby, y'all look like y'all coming. They look like they're coming to buy some cunts over here, honey.
They were parking, right?
Baby, well, I don't know, honey, baby. The girls, the late girls is not.
Where's Booker?
I don't know what happened to Booker. He put us on hold, honey. He must be with to go in the factory, honey.
Oh, yeah, because he's spilling his tea.
No,
no.
Are you right there, Booker?
Oh, did you find out what they were talking about, Booker? Or you
what
know?
Say, how was Jerry? Oh, he's fine. I answered that already.
Okay, hold on. Private caller is back. Private caller, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. My phone went off signal, and I was talking to you early.
Oh, okay,
back?
Go ahead.
About the local legend shit. Well, it's like it's people that having balls saying they legendary and stuff like that.
Who's the people?
How do y'all feel about that?
Who's the people? Only if you can say they
legendary. Name. Legendary Brian is having a ball here on in November, like the first week of November.
And where is there?
Virginia.
Huh?
VA.
Oh, VA.
Yeah.
Nicola, I think it's in the Buck Swamps.
Look, do you know what house that Brian is in?
They hung up, honey. They hung up. I ain't got time to be playing with these girls, honey. I'm about to go to bed, honey. Wait, hold on. We got another call up before we go to sleep. 804-397, you're live on the air.
Okay, now. I want to know who the person is who keep calling in to say something about Destiny or Brian Revlon. They legendary. They have what the VA ballroom scene. They throwing balls. Mm-hmm. Who is he who keep on questioning somebody's status? So no one. So come on, let's be for real.
Oh, darling. So you're talking about a Revlon. Oh, thank you for the insight. I didn't know. Private caller, where are you? Someone came to address you. Are you running now?
Yes, Kylie, caller, where you at, honey?
Caller, sometimes you're getting
ready. Are you ready to dance? Somebody came to address you about these people's status, honey. Where you at, private caller? Or are you going to be like Miss Kiki, honey, and fade away, honey, and we won't hear from you until tomorrow?
Don't call in tomorrow.
Honey, baby.
Hey, you want to call in, you private callers, and you want to make your kikis and your stuff? Do it now. Don't call that show tomorrow.
Honey, baby, call in, honey. I want to hear the tea. Where's this private call at now?
I want to hear the response. So, okay, so they're Revlons. Okay, so they're, okay. So we're on this line for a second. Private caller, get his, maybe it's funny he lost the signal. You know,
they always lose the signal when
they're
Yeah,
because they're restricted. You restricted never has a landline. They lose signal all the time. Restricted.
They
call.
Lose signal in the box swamps all the time.
Yes.
Hold on, we have another call. 704-208. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I just have a quick question. I've been a supporter of the ballroom scene ever since I was like 16, but I'm 28 now. And now that I don't stop myself and, you know, not scared to, you know, kick you around the club or at home around my friends. So by me being 28, do you think it's like no need of me joining in?
I don't think that's not true. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean,
as long as
age hasn't caught up to you, and you still got good bones at 28. What are you looking to do?
Well, European runway, and do it that way. Because, like I tell my friends, I listen to y'all every night, and I tell them, like my young friends, the ballroom scenes have definitely changed from the time when I was like 16, because I was going into the club, you know, when I was 16 and 15, is definitely different than it was back in the day. So I was just, you know, I'm at the point to where now I'm comfortable with, you know, stepping out or going to the club and, you know, coming out and everything. But it's just holding me back from joining because I'd be like, well, they probably like, she's 28, 29. She
they are join. 55 on the ballroom floor. You just don't know their age. Most of the CEOs are over 40. I mean,
and the masters of Vogue are over 60, right?
Oh my gosh!
So I don't think that age have anything to do with it. Like, I mean, it's up to you and what you can really do. And if you can walk down, you can be 38, 48. If you can walk down and you can give the crowd and the judges what they want, then I say go try it. Come to go to the What's in the Name Ball, November 12th, James and Rodney Ball. I mean, I say try it. Why not?
And you see, that's the thing. I do travel a lot. Like, I went to the Ball of Virginia, and I shows up at the ball a lot. And a lot of people assume that I'm in the house because I be there so much. So, all right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you, all.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Honey. Well, do we have any other callers?
No,
if we don't have any other callers, we're going to take and wind it down. So I can take it down, and do what I got to do tomorrow. I have a long day ahead of me tomorrow. I have things I have to do. So if I don't have any other private callers or any other callers that want to say anything, we're going to wind the show down, and we're going to come back tomorrow with the legendary pioneer icon, Junior LaBeisha, honey. So I guess we don't have any other callers. So, Ms. London, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Nighty-night.
Okay, thank you, Ms. London. Nicole, can you say goodnight to the group?
Good night, everybody. Please all join me here tomorrow at 11:15 o'clock. We'll be starting at 11:20 with the pioneer icon, Junior LaBeisha, exclusive. Have your questions ready. Please come in peace. This is a very positive and uplifting and outbringing show. It's about experience and it's about time. And this is what you need to know about. So you definitely need to join me tomorrow on my Sister to Sister show with the exclusive interview with the icon pioneer, Junior LaBeisha. Talk to you all tomorrow.
Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex. Because the life you save will definitely be your own. I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love you all for loving me. And like I tell you every night, Beyonce's going to take us away with love on top. I love you all.
Tonight.